Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here, not only because it's always important to have the school student voice, but also because Obesu and Igloo are really good friends, and we've been doing a lot of things together in the past. So I think it's great also to be here because of this thing. Also, we work currently, we also have several things going on together, so it's really cool to be here. For those of you who don't know Obesu, by the way, I've heard the name joke before, but I can just shortly introduce my organization. Obesu is a platform for cooperation between national school student unions active in secondary education, so both academic secondary education as well as VET, so vocational education and training. And I think especially vocational education and training is an area where I think we can link also this discussion that we have today, and I think it's something that in the future can be even more digged into and discussed, because I think this is still kind of a white spot on the map in many ways. Since we are the only organization working representing secondary students in Europe, I think we also have big responsibility when it comes to discussing social inclusion in education. As was mentioned before, education is a human right, and that's also why we work a lot on access to education and also the inclusion of everyone within education. That's why I, Obesu, believes, and also I personally believe, social inclusion is very, very important when we discuss education. And I think in current political debates and educational debates in Europe and also elsewhere, we tend to look a lot on the outcomes of education. We like to look at PISA and like to compare results of education. Also, in times of crisis and youth unemployment, we are really good at looking at education and trying to make education this path where you just produce labor force sometimes. And I think in this discussion, we sometimes forget also the environment in school and student welfare. And that's also why I'm really happy to see this research done by Iglia, which focuses a lot on the fact that maybe there is also something in education that we have to change if we want every young person to get out, leave education with as much in their backpack as possible. I'm really happy to see this kind of educational debate also finally. Apart from education being a place where you obviously learn, we also believe school is a place where, in many ways, a young person forms the identity and also unfortunately where norms and stereotypes are reproduced. And this is, I think, something we have to see in a bigger picture. Bullying and discrimination in school, these patterns come from the society, and this is a bigger discussion from, this is a question of a society. But Obesu also believes that we can change this, and we can change the way we can change the direction within education. So we believe education is a very, very, let's say, good stepping stone for also to change how we see different things and how norms and stereotypes are, how they are seen in society. So we think education is a way of doing this. I think one of the, let's say, scary points that came out of this discussion, of this research, it's maybe a quite obvious one, but it's still quite good, I think, to see, is that bullying and discrimination, it does affect and impact young people's future and their choice of education and also later employment. And I think this is something, if this is the case, then we do have a problem in education, and this is something that we have to change. And it's for this reason that Obesu works a lot on getting rid of heteronormativity in education. and also getting rid of these stereotypes linked to genders and also gender roles, so what different genders should do and say and do and how they should behave in education. I kind of picked out a few different, let's say, areas or concrete things in education that we specifically work with and talk about. The first one being learning environment, so the environment as a whole in school. This is also linked to the subjects and the curricula, what we learn in school. This is the first place where things have to change if we want to get inclusive education. And then another one is teaching material. This is something that we work with for quite some time, also something that our members in different countries lobby for. And this, again, to get rid of heteronormativity in, let's say, school books is such an easy solution, but it's still quite rare. This is something that has to change as well. Also, individual support is something that we also work with. And this was also mentioned in the, I think, somewhere when I read the documents, it was also mentioned is to get individual support as something that is very important, but unfortunately not as it is now and also as it turned out. Even though you get support, sometimes it's not even helpful. We have a problem. These three things, just as kind of examples of where we should actually look at, like what we should look at in education. When talking about bullying, I think, again, it's important to, discuss possible solutions. We can look at peer support systems, we can look at different anti-bullying plans and so on. But again, I think it's very important to remember that bullying is not born in schools because we have nice kids and stupid kids, but because of society and because of different patterns and stereotypes that are in place in society and also in education. So again, I think we need to see also bullying as part of a bigger picture and as part of a something which is wrong in the environment. So this is for me something very important. Also, bullying is often linked to lack of knowledge. It's linked to insecurity. And I think this is something we need to also be aware of, the importance of having learning environments that people feel secure in. And this is something this is linked to having inclusive education and good environments. Many of the suggestions that came out, I think it was actually your suggestions thought of yourself, but also the everything else, something that Obesu strongly supports and something that we do believe in. Before I finish, I just want to make you happy and just mention a few things that we do and also our members do. Everything is not bad because there are good things happening in Europe. At the moment, for instance, Obesu is having a campaign which is called Education, We Have a Problem, which, after this, I'm sure you agree that there is a problem in education. And a part of this campaign is about exactly this. Subtopic is called Love Who. We look at stereotypes linked to sexuality and gender. And Iglio is also an official supporter of this campaign, which you are very happy about. I just want to mention two projects that our members have in different countries. The first one is our amazing member in Austria. This is an organization who they usually have a campaign going on feminism or on sexuality. But at the moment, their new focus of the year is fighting transphobia, which I think is very cool. also for them it's something new, but now you know that there is actually things happening in the school student activism world on also this topic. Another one is a project in Finland. Actually, two OBESI members got together, and they worked for 2 years to produce material. This campaign was called Break the Norm, and they produced material for teachers